Hello.
Hey,
Hello, my name is Alex. We are
TJ.
calling from Opinion Research. We are a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in your area and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Are going to have to slow down and pronounce words more clearly.
We are conducting on a small survey, sir. Are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay. And could you please tell me if
Could
you're
I walk?
in which state do you currently live?
In which state do I live?
Yes.
Texas.
Thank you. Do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside of the city of San Antonio?
Inside.
Thank you. Could you please confirm your zip code?
78218.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, or radio stations for a political party or by a candidate for
No.
political office? Okay.
No.
Are you or any member of your household?
What is this survey for?
This is about public education, sir. Your opinion about that. Are you
College
or
education.
public education?
College education.
Public.
Public information.
Education, sir.
Public education.
Yes.
Okay.
So, are you or any member of your household is a teacher or employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of teacher unions or teachers association?
I'm 83 years old and 84 actually, and I have four daughters and two of them are teachers.
Okay. So, in the house. And in what year you were born?
They live in, one is in Austria and one is in Arkansas.
Thank you, but in what year you were born?
1939.
Thank you. This is just for statistical purposes only. What of the following best describes you? A woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A man.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background by any chance?
No.
Okay. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian, white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latin American,
No,
or
white.
Asian American? Okay.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Thank you.
Wasp.
What is the last grade you completed in a school?
Master's degree.
Thank you. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 years or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None. None.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name someone you don't know too much about it, let me know. The first one is the San Antonio City Council.
Yes. I'm familiar.
Your opinion is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino.
What was that again?
San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino.
Primary superintendent.
Oh. Yes. Jaime Aquino.
Jaime Aquino. I don't yes. know.
You don't know him?
No.
Okay. Next one is teacher unions in general.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
Right. I'm favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat favorable, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name someone you don't know too much about it, let me know. The first one is 1882 Partnership Schools in San Antonio.
1882 Partnership a school in San Antonio.
Yes. Your opinion about that is favorable?
I'm not acquainted with that. I just moved here 10 years ago, and because I had a daughter here and she needed some help with the kids at that time, and her husband was down with detached retinas in each eye, came here to chauffeur the kids to school and their school activities and medical appointments and do the shopping and run the house.
Okay, so you will say that you don't have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
No, I have a good opinion of the school system here.
Okay. So, the next one is public charter schools in San Antonio.
Public schools in San Antonio.
Public
favorable.
Charter schools. Okay.
Oh,
very
public
favorable.
Charter schools.
Yes, charter.
I don't know. I don't know the charter schools. All I know is the public schools.
Okay. Next one, innovation schools in San Antonio.
Innovation is good.
Okay. So would you say that you have a very favorable or unfavorable opinion about innovation schools in San Antonio?
Yes. It's a favorable, somewhat,
okay.
situation.
Next one, traditional public schools in San Antonio.
Public schools, very good.
Traditional public schools, okay, very favorable then.
Yes.
Okay, next one, magnet schools in San Antonio.
The what?
Magnet schools in San Antonio.
Magnet schools? Yes.
Yes.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
the parochial schools?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. No worries. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. Would you say that public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
On the right track.
Okay. How important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Very important, somewhat important, not that important, not important at all.
Somewhat important.
Okay.
You never know what the kids are going to think of next. So they may change course half a dozen times in 1 year.
Okay. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Okay. From what you know or you have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charters schools here in San Antonio?
Public charters?
Yes.
Now that's for the magnet schools.
No, it says
right?
No, public charters schools.
Public charters of schools.
Yes.
I would guess because San Antonio is growing by leaps and bounds, and since I've been here in the last 10 years.
Okay. So would you say that you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. And over
depending
the past
on these.
Okay. Over the past years, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or it has not changed one way or another?
There were the last 15 years, it just declined in Texas.
So you would say that your opinion has become less favorable, more favorable, or has not changed?
Less favorable.
Okay. And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public schools has become less favorable over the past year? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
Because the Texas politicians want to rid the library of anything that they don't approve of and in schools, and the politicians are bad decision makers for schools.
Okay.
The people ought to control the schools.
Okay.
And what goes into the education of the child?
Okay.
Not the politicians.
Okay. 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 If a candidate running for an office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your vote?
Well, if there was more demanded politically, I would be highly suspect of it. If it was recommended by the school boards that are controlled by the people, I would favor it.
Okay, but in this case, is if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for that candidate? Or it will not have any effect on your vote?
It wouldn't have much effect because I would be fairly neutral on that question because of what I just said were the limitations.
Okay. Thinking more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Always? Sometimes?
I vote for all of the votes that I can.
Always, okay. And which one or two pieces of information make you most favorable about public charter schools? For example, that they are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, that they give quality options to families who will not otherwise have them. They are free and open to all children. Okay, the second one then. They are free and open to all children, that they are enroll children of all skills, levels, and backgrounds, that they support different learning styles, that they encourage more parent input and involvement, or that they are managed independently from local school district?
Well, I would say they're managed more from people, the people that form the school, and so from that standpoint, it would be more local control and not options.
Okay, so you said that they are managed independently from local schools, districts?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on. Which of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? I'm going to read all of them, and if you want to choose one, let me know. The first one says, supporting and facilitating more school choice for students. Enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools. Keeping good teachers, student safety, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, providing in-person classroom instruction during the pandemic, cutting the number of public charter schools, or increasing funding to public schools.
The first one.
Supporting and facilitating more school choice for students.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm going to read three statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you strongly agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. The first one says, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly agree, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree with this?
I've had about enough questions. How many do you have left?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3. 3 more questions, sir.
3 more questions.
Yes.
What was that one that you just read?
Okay. Remember that the 3 options that I'm going to provide is 1 question. So, the statement that I read is regarding a standardized student testing. Please tell me, if I read each statement, if you strongly agree, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. The first one says, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for a student program and success.
Yes.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong. No, the other one.
That would
besides
be
strongly.
Someone agree?
Yes.
Okay. And annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
Yes.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Moving on, the City Council acts as the policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter do not include the City Council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decision about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be more involved, less involved, the same level of involvement in education policy as is today?
Well, we have an unusual situation here in San Antonio. We have a more democratic government that would allow the decision making not to be from the top.
Okay, so you would say that more involved, less involved, of the same level of involvement?
The same level as what we have it now.
Okay. The Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education saving account program. This program will give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state the average to educate a child each year, to pay for their children private school, online schooling, and private tutors. Now, would you support or oppose this education saving account program?
Would I support the what?
Okay. Do you support or oppose that the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education saving account program? This program will give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs to the state.
I'm not in favor of that.
So you oppose it?
Yes.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and we finish. Are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
I'm sorry?
If you are currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed, and looking?
Please hire an employee with what?
What is your currently status right now? Employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking?
Well, I would hire an employee that is looking for a job.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Upper middle class.
Okay. This concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.